This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The Pentagon says the U.S. will deploy additional troops and military equipment to the Gulf region. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Donald Trump has ordered the deployment of U.S. troops to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. Defense Secretary Mark Esper announced the move at a Pentagon news conference Friday night.
In response to the kingdom's request, the president has approved the deployment of U.S. forces, which will be defensive in nature and primarily focused on air and missile defense.
Esper said, at least for now, President Trump has decided against an immediate military strike on Iran in response to the recent attacks on the Saudi oil industry. General Joseph Dunford is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
We're contributing to Saudi Arabia's defense. We would be looking, as the secretary said, for other international partners to also contribute to Saudi Arabia's defense.
The size of the deployment was not made clear. Mike Gracia, Washington.
U.S. President Trump renewed threats to send captured Islamic State fighters to Europe's doorstep if countries there continue to refuse to take back all of their foreign fighters.
And now we have thousands of prisoners of war, ISIS fighters that are prisoners of war. And we're asking the countries from which they came, Scott, from Europe, we're asking them to take back these prisoners of war. And they can try them, do what they want. So far, they've refused. And at some point, I'm going to have to say, I'm sorry, but you either take them back or we're going to let them go at your border.
Mr. Trump said Friday he's continuing with plans to draw down forces in Syria, saying the U.S. had done the world a big favor by eliminating the terror group's self-declared caliphate and that it was time for other countries to step up. This is not the first time Mr. Trump has chastised Washington's European allies over the issue of IS foreign fighters. In February, after tweeting that the IS caliphate was ready to fall, the president took allies to task over their reluctance to repatriate the captured fighters. This is VOA News. Young students led a global climate strike that began with one young Swedish student, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
We demand a safe future. Is that really too much to ask?
Greta Thunberg, the Swedish 16-year-old who started the now global movement when she began walking out of school, striking every Friday, to draw the attention of adults and leaders to address climate change. At a rally in New York, she estimated 4 million people took part in Friday's action.
Why should we study for a future that is being taken away from us?
Thunberg, who takes part in the UN Youth Climate Summit, will also address the UN's Climate Action Summit on Monday. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. President Trump said on Friday that he wants a complete trade deal with China and that the country's purchase of American agricultural goods is not enough. He made the comments ahead of the next round of senior-level U.S. trade talks with China in Washington. Washington and Beijing last held major talks in July, but there was no major breakthrough in the trade disputes between the world's two top economies. The two countries have been engaged in a series of escalating tit-for-tat tariffs for more than a year, sparked by the U.S.'s initial demand for changes in China's trade subsidy and intellectual property practices. Amnesty International accused Hong Kong police on Friday of torture and other abuses in their handling of more than 3 months of sometimes violent pro-democracy protest. Police said that they had shown restraint. Michelle Hennessy with Reuters reports.
Hong Kong police have been accused of torture by Amnesty International. The human rights group issued a report on Friday with their conclusions from a field investigation into the months-long protests. In a statement, they said Hong Kong security forces had, quote, an apparent thirst for retaliation and were engaged in a disturbing pattern of reckless and unlawful acts. They said, quote, this has included arbitrary arrests and retaliatory violence against arrested persons in custody, some of which has amounted to torture. Amnesty said retaliatory acts included one instance of shining lasers into the eyes of detainees, a tactic used by many protesters on the streets against the police.
As world leaders prepare to gather for their annual meetings at the UN's General Assembly, heightened tensions between the United States and Iran threaten to overshadow a summit on global warming. The summit will take place September 23rd, and more than 100 heads of state and government are expected to attend. Only those who bring dynamic and concrete plans to mitigate the effects of global warming will be invited to speak. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.